Hello again. Thank you for joining me for more Malta Memories. Joining me, in fact, for the 15th edition of 17 programmes in this, our third and final series. And just a reminder, I'm Mike Roberts. Same ingredients, people, events and music. And this week, I shall be exploring the first 6 months of 1988, when news reported in the first week of January that year included the Italian-Maltese Chamber of Commerce making proposals for the promotion of increased trade and business exchanges between Malta and Italy. The daughter of the founder of the Scout Movement, Mrs. Betty Clay, visiting the Maltese camp at the 16th World Jamboree in Sydney, Australia. And the announcement that Stephanie Spiteri, Miss Republic of Malta, would represent her country at the 1988 Miss Universe pageant in May at Taiwan, and that the price of the Sunday Times would increase to 7 cents. Whilst on the 1988 music scene, a little later in the year, Fairground Attraction wanted everything to be just perfect.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be worth it, yeah. Too many people take second best. Well, I won't take anything less. It's got to be. They make such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right.
Fairground Attraction with their 1988 number one hit, Perfect. A hit that helped launch the career of lead vocalist Eddie Reader. Back to the news. The president of the Sleema Lions Club, Victor Bourge Barthet, distributed 4,000 Malta Lire, the proceeds of the club's Christmas lottery, to 25 deserving organisations. In presentations of a different sort, the Ramla Bay Hotel recognised the service of 12 staff who'd served for periods ranging from 5 to 20 years with long service awards. The Astra Theatre in Gozo celebrated 20 years of culture and entertainment. And a correspondent of the press writing from St. Julian's under the pseudonym of Common Sense called for the return of the bus conductor. The release of the 1987 tourist figures revealed that it had proved to be a record year, with just under 750,000 tourists visiting Malta and Gozo. The release of statistics from another quite different area, however, those of Malta's clergy in 1988, was generating some concern. The concern was that the worrying trend for the Archdiocese of Malta was an ageing clergy. 14 charitable institutions benefited when items of clothing and quantities of chocolates seized by Malta's customs were presented to them. People in the news were Lorraine Schembri Orland and Catherine Gallia, when Lorraine succeeded Catherine as president of Malta's Council of Women. One of the island's leading choral groups, the St. Julian's Choir, celebrated its 30th anniversary. In sport, Nashar and Rabat strengthened their promotion claims for upgrading to Malta's Premier Division. And the Prime Minister celebrated his 54th year. Music-wise, the classic heavy beat sound coupled with repetitive lyrics that characterised so much of the 80s popular music continued unabated, as is typically demonstrated here by the group Bross with their 1988 release, I Owe You Nothing. Bross and I Owe You Nothing. As the month of March beckoned, it was reported that this year's carnival had been disrupted by cold wind and rain, with the children's carnival having to be postponed by a day. A special dinner at the China House restaurant not only heralded the Chinese New Year in 1988, the year of the dragon, but also served to record the opening of China House in St. Julian's 20 years previous. And, just for the record, a news item covered in Mortal Memories 1968. A musician that I have much enjoyed listening to when I have been in Malta, and often referred to as Malta's Aca Bilk, is clarinetist and big band leader Freddie Mizzi. Equally at home playing jazz or classical music, he performed Weber's Concerto No. 1 at the Manuel Theatre, with world-renowned Charles Camilleri conducting the theatre orchestra. In complete contrast, some timely tip-offs to the police over 2 days of a weekend led to the apprehension of 8 would-be burglars in 3 separate incidents in Paola, Santa Venera and Sliema. As Easter approached, films being shown on television included Samson and Delilah, Barabbas, A Room with a View and Jesus Christ Superstar. And as the press headlined that Malta was experiencing a new sense of direction, it was reported that the number of foreign doctors and consultants still practicing in Malta was down to 60 and would be further reduced. Earlier opposition to the proposed new power station site at Delimara generated an ongoing debate, with suggestions for alternative sites, but possible locations at Marsamshet and St. Paul's Bay were being fiercely opposed by representatives of the island's tourist industry. However, there was no suggestion that the arrival of the Secretary-General of the United Nations, Perez de Cuellar, was to help in mediation, but more to discuss other issues with Malta's government during his 3-day visit. The latest tourist figures recorded that visitors from Italy were up by 37%, and the weather, heralding the first day of May 1988, was partly cloudy, long sunny periods, good visibility, a moderate wind, and temperatures of 22 degrees centigrade. Summer was well and truly on its way, as were the group Yaz, with their release in 1988 entitled The Only Way Is Up. We'll be right back. Yaz and the Only Way Is Up. The island's scouts and guides held their annual parade, notably significant this year because 1988 represented the 80th anniversary of the Malta Movement's founding, making it the oldest association outside of the UK. The Italian TV and radio network RAI broadcast direct from the Italian Cultural Institute in Valletta, providing their listeners with a wide-ranging introduction to Malta's cultural, economic and social life. Just 1 week later, during the island's international air display at Lua, the Italian Air Force's ever-popular Freccia Tricolore air display team again left thousands of spectators in awe. Staying with the subject of flying, Malta celebrated the 60th anniversary of an airmail service, recording that the first airmail service for civilians was introduced on April 1, 1928. On the working front, the Cunard ship Vistafjord entered Malta dry docks for a 12-day repair and modification job stay. And the month of May closed with 29-year-old mother of three Anna Grech of Orme winning the title 1988 Mother of the Year. Now, last week I said I would be dedicating a piece of music in this week's Malta Memories to a group of listeners I'd christened the Malta Cavalry. And that's what I'll be doing in just a moment, but first, I'd better explain. A gentleman wrote to the press, having just heard his first Malta Memories programme, a very early edition of Series 1, when Campus FM chose to rebroadcast that series during a subsequent summer schedule. In summary, he questioned the use of, and I quote, inappropriate pop music on a serious radio channel, and went on to recommend I research certain categories of news items too for inclusion. Categories, incidentally, that earlier listeners would know I had already included in abundance. However, it was a group of five of those earlier listeners who, just like the cavalry, rode in immediately with their comments to the paper's website, and, without going into detail, clarified a few points for the gentleman concerned. But who are these listeners, you might ask? They are A. Vella and D. Vella. Revel Barker, Mari Roberts, no relation, I assure you, and regular listener Andrew Camilleri. It was Andrew who spoke succinctly for them all when he emphasised yet again that the popular music played represented and supported the news of the appropriate year being covered, concluding, "It is all highly educational and I love the programme." So the least I can do is thank the Malta Cavalry for their combined and supportive response by dedicating the next piece of music just to them. Here's the British reggae group Aswad with their 1988 number one chart hit, Don't Turn Round.
Instead of that way, I'm
Aswad, and Don't Turn Round. The close of the half year was fast approaching, and some of the early June news recorded that the 1988 Peace Laboratories Pope John XXIII Award of Kindness would be presented to partially blind 14-year-old Xavier Murchia of Caspicua. His gold medal award was in recognition of Xavier's constant companionship to a boy at the special school they attended after his friend had become totally blind 3 years previously. The British Royal Navy ship HMS Edinburgh arrived in Malta for a short stay, and serving on board was the Queen's second son, Prince Andrew, as part of a 12-month spell relaunching his naval career. The annual Progress Press Book Fair again broke records, with 1988 hosting 96 exhibitors. British Airways introduced the Airbus 320 to its London-Malta route. Owners of tourism-oriented establishments in Mdina set up a council to study and work towards improving the ancient capital's beauty. A charity beer-drinking competition in Paola required contestants to drink a litre of beer in the least possible time. And concluding the half-year news, another variety of alcoholic drink, champagne, was on offer in the form of a welcoming glass for the pilots of aircraft arriving at Lucca for the popular annual Malta Air Rally, Malta being one of the first of 10 countries to arrive, along with the UK, West Germany, as it was then, and Switzerland. On the music scene, 1988 saw the release of an album featuring the music of Stephen Sondheim, entitled Cleo Sings Sondheim. And from that album, I've selected a track that I think is particularly appropriate to conclude a programme that is all about memories. From Stephen Sondheim's show, Evening Primrose, here is Cleo Lane and I Remember.
Sort of high. And at times I
Stephen Sondheim's I Remember, beautifully and sensitively performed there by one of the world's greatest singers, Cleo Lane, bringing Malta Memories to a close for another week. Thank you to Samuel at the controls for keeping it all together yet again. Email is, as ever, mikeroberts@firenet.ws. I hope you'll join me again next week for what will be the penultimate programme in this third and final series, and when I shall have something to say regarding the question I've been asked, what of the future, following the close of this series in just 2 weeks' time. And a further reason I hope you'll join me is because I shall be featuring another musical dedication, this time for a listener in Nashar, who wrote to me following the coverage I gave in Series 2 of the news relative to the end of Great Britain's 179-year association with Malta. He was only 9 years old at the time, but clearly recalled all the emotion surrounding this historic event, so please don't miss it. Until then, whether on 103.7 FM radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.